All right, so the aforementioned ladies that had no idea who the station was, what we were about, decided to hang out and tag along and invite themselves to the after party anyway. So I'm standing outside on the patio shooting the breeze with my buddy Don Cento, who moved down here.
El Cento.
Yeah, El Cento, many years ago. And we're, you know, I haven't seen Don in forever, so we're catching up. Well, then these broads show up, and they're just kind of hanging out and talking. I know they don't listen, all right?
Yes.
One girl says something, you know, so what are you guys doing down here? And somebody's misspoke and said, oh, they're with a sports rodeo team. I mean, sorry, sports radio. And she goes, oh, a rodeo? What do you mean rodeo? Like a pig? And I just stopped. And I said, hang on a second. Who put you up to this? I go, where are you from and who are you working for?
Right. Like she's a Russian pig.
So,
you know,
yes.
Yeah.
So I start freaking mullering her for information, and she's, why are you getting so aggressive with me? I don't understand.
Yeah, why are you saying pig?
I go, wait a second. I go, so why did you say pig? She said, well, I mean, just because of the rodeo. I go, no. What do you think of when you think of rodeo? What animals do you think of? You think of a horse. You think of steer riding and calf roping. There's no pigs at the rodeo. Who are you working for? And she finally convinced me that she didn't know what the radio station was, and nobody had put her up to pig. Well, then it goes to the case of, why are you freaking out over pig? Then I have to explain pig and why I'm grilling this woman about what the validity of her bringing up and referencing pig.
So at what point does Don Cento pull his phone out and start recording?
This is about right now.
Okay.
So I just said, you know what? They're asking me about my pig. They're going to get my pigged. And boy, are they drunk.
I was in Future Farmers of America.
That's what I just said. I said FFA. And you were like, no.
I was just stalling.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I was in FFA.
Yeah, you were.
I had a pig.
I can tell.
All right?
Uh-huh.
And I raised him from a tiny little pig into a big pig.
And was it Sniglet?
His name was Sniglet.
Okay.
And what happened was...
What happened?
He found himself smart enough...
Uh-oh, pigs are very smart.
...to be able to jump from his pen and go to the next pig's pen and eat all of that pig's food.
Suicide.
No, hang on. And then he would eat all of that pig's food. And then he would jump to another pen and eat all of that pig's food. To the another pen, food, and then leap all the way back across to his pen.
Why are you recording this?
I don't know about that.
All right, this is when she sees the phone and wants to, why are you recording this? And then Don just says, I don't know, I'm just checking my email. They bought it.
No one's recording anything. This is a true story.
I'm checking my email.
Sniglet.
I'm being completely honest with you.
So Sniglet, I believe you.
I know. So he would get back to his pen. All right. I would show up to feed him, and he would just be sitting there.
Wait, to defeat him?
No, to feed him.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's...
It was my...
I'm going to defeat you.
Defeat this pig.
Okay, so this is hard to get through. This story should take about 45 seconds, but it takes 4.5 minutes because of the commentary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this girl would not stop.
My turn.
Very competitive.
My time to feed him.
Yeah.
And I would feed him, and then he would eat all of that.
But he'd already eaten all those meals.
Three meals.
Who told you?
And then he would eat my meal that I gave him, and he got so fat.
How did you know?
I caught him one day.
You're like red-handed.
Yeah, because
dirty pig.
Everybody was like, so here's the thing.
That's my favorite. You caught him red-handed. And Don goes, pigs don't have hands. He was backing up. You can hear it if you listen closely.
Got so fat.
How did you know?
I caught him one day.
You're like red-handed.
Yeah, because
dirty pig.
Everybody
pigs
was
don't
like,
have hands.
So here's the thing. Everybody, all of the owners of the other pigs were like, my pigs are so skinny and your pig is so fat. There's collusion. So I went out early.
Wait.
And I saw that mother blanker jump from the pig.
Knowing I'm having to edit this audio today, I edit myself so I don't have to use too
smart,
many bleeps.
Smart.
Pins, and I saw him doing this.
Mother blanker.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then.
You saw him hopping.
Yes.
Hopping.
Yes. So I realized at this point.
Wait, how old was this pig?
How old was he?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like
do pigs hop?
A couple months old.
That's
what I was about
to say.
No.
So an obese pig.
You said he hopped.
He went beast mode and climbed the thing and like hopped
beast
over.
Mode. So an obese beast mode.
But he is a beast.
Climbed over.
His natural mode is beast mode.
I understand.
So you were just next to people
Like
the pig pens were all next to each other. They were all next to each other.
Where did you live?
In a small town in West Texas.
Okay. So suspension of disbelief.
This was like part of my high school FFA project. I had to raise this damn pig.
That's why when Stigler. FFA to me was
pigs.
Okay.
So anyway, my pig's fat. The other pigs are skinny and tiny. Everybody's like, why is your pig so big? Well, he ate all your and food, so I had to exercise this pig and make him lose weight.
He had to make weight?
He had to make weight.
You put trash bags on him?
Like essentially,
pause. How exhausting is this?
Well, every time we do My Pig Live, no one says a word.
No.
They just listen all the way through.
This woman is...
And like, there are girls?
Two girls asking questions after every sentence.
They're so fast, too.
Oh, my God. This was the most exhausting thing I've ever been part of.
Rodeo.
No, for the stock show.
For the radio.
Because I had to show.
Yeah, sports rodeo.
I'm so confused.
Anyway, the bottom line, I take my beautiful pig.
So you took
He goes to the stock show.
Yeah.
And he's way overweight.
Okay.
And I'm not able to show him, so they like,
because
no.
he was fat and
he was overweight.
I didn't know
yes.
pigs had
he
any
got,
weight.
He got fat shamed at the stock show. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This
so
has been going on a long time, way before Trump.
The pig. Okay. What's the cutoff? What are you a pig?
It was like 225 pounds. My pig was like 232.
How much do you weigh?
Me? Like 175.
You weigh.
And that pig was 200.
232. So they told me you can't show the pig. They
like don't even. People don't want to see this.
He
not
got
even
sifted,
pig.
Which means
don't
here's
even,
here's the thing. Here's
they make
the scale.
You put like a
if he passes
gown?
Weight, he gets to over here, and you get to show your pig. There, here's my pig.
He got what?
Sifted. At the
what did he get?
Sifted.
What did he get?
Sifted.
I think it's like this, like when you're like looking for gold and you sift through it and you go,
Exactly.
Like this,
yeah, you're panning
he's
for gold.
He's too fat to go through the little
exactly.
granules.
So he went to the other way.
Okay.
I didn't get to show him the other, you know what the other way he goes to?
Oh, no. No, it's like Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
They sent him to the...
They
your
killed
pig
it.
Got
they
killed?
Yeah, they
the
killed my pig.
Snigler
got murdered for pork production.
They killed my pig.
Sniglet got murdered for pork production.
Oh,
and it goes on for another minute and a half, but I didn't know what I was getting into.
Why didn't they just listen?
Because they couldn't shut up.
I need a nap.
That's pretty much how the night ended for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for the shots, too.
People. God! You know what, Austin? Screw you. Austin P1s for you and your evil shots.
God, dude, I don't ever take shots, and I had like 1,000 of them. And all the colors of the rainbow.
Clear and brown and red and green and blue.